Push the play button and let's go. It is the Rivertown Review Podcast. I'm Harold Smith.
I'm Megan Rick.
And we thank you for joining us on whatever avenue you have decided. You have found us, and we always urge you to follow us, subscribe. We have the Rivertown Review Facebook page. You can leave a comment, all of that kind of good stuff.
Suggestions for future podcasts. We always welcome that.
Please do. Yes, absolutely.
And we also like suggestions from people that we interview, because sometimes off mic, you get really fun ideas, which is what we're going to do today.
Which, yeah, strangely enough, the last time that Mackenzie Disselhorst was with us, as we were discussing kind of where to go.
We're talking about food today.
Food, yes. Mm-hmm. And all of the different places the last time, Mackenzie, first of all, thank you again for joining us.
This ragtag little podcast that we call Hannibal Rivertown.
It's the spontaneity that just endears us to our tens and tens of rabid followers.
Yes.
Yes. And matter of fact, of course, we did a 2.5-year hiatus between seasons 2 and 3, and Mackenzie was one of two, I think, that said, when are you going to do another podcast?
Yeah,
between Mackenzie and Mary Lynn.
Because Mackenzie and Mary Lynn secretly, but not so secretly, also want to do podcasts. Uh-huh. But we've never come up with anything to do one about.
It hasn't stopped us having nothing
don't
to go
let
with.
Don't let that stop you.
Don't let that stop you. No. And of course, we talked a little bit about food, but where are we going as far as you want to talk food?
Let's talk food. I've always wanted to have you guys do an episode about food in Hannibal, because I plan a lot of my travel around food, and I'm assuming other people probably do too.
Oh yeah.
If they don't tell me any different. But, wherever we're going, and my husband jokes about it, he's like, oh, yeah, we plan our whole trip around where we're going to find duck fat fried french fries or a lunchbox tart.
He says that like Nutella. It's a weird thing.
Yeah,
I know, right? What?
Of course we do.
You were expanding his horizons.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I have worn out the various apps, TripAdvisor or whatever it might be, when we're in a town that we don't normally go to and we don't know the eating places, and it's mealtime, best food in whatever, insert your town here. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, all the time, yeah.
Well, the conversation started, so I feel like this podcast needs to start with a discussion of pickle fries.
Pickle fries.
Have you experienced the joy that is a pickle fry?
I have had fried pickles, just sliced pickles with breading and that kind of thing.
Pickle chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I've done that, but so what is the difference between fried pickles and pickle fries?
Well, pickle fries and pickle chips are cut differently.
Yeah. They're just in the shape of a french fry with the breaded pickles.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's pickle fries, and you have chicken fries, and this could just anything shaped in the shape of a
funnel
french fry.
Funnel cake fries.
Yeah. Mm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So.
Finn's had those for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I don't know that they do anymore, but they did.
So the obsession with pickle fries started many, many, many moons ago. Mackenzie, as chamber director, and myself working for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Michael Gaines, who was the director of the Art Council at the time, we met up, for a meeting of the minds. We were discussing something. We just happened to say, okay, well, let's meet at Becky Thatcher Diner for lunch. And, of course, they serve breakfast all day, and I think somebody even got breakfast. But on a little placard in the middle of the tables that said pickle fries, and we're like, what? Pickle fries.
Mm, that sounds like we should try that.
Mm-hmm.
And thus the hunt for pickle fries began. And by golly, you can get a lot of fried pickles.
You can. Although it's sometimes kind of like hunting for morel mushrooms, because they pop up and then they're gone.
Yes. Yes. You think you're going to go back. You think you're going to go back to the restaurant and you're like, I would like to have that great order of pickle fries, please. And then they say, I'm sorry, we don't carry those anymore.
Like we're sold out.
Or we're sold out.
Like the McRib.
It's kind of like, you know, you got to make it
a hype thing.
Yeah.
I've never had a McRib.
I haven't for a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. Once I finally figured how truly fake the thing was, I'm sorry. We've lost a sponsorship from McDonald's.
Well, we can talk about how good their fries are.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean,
you could get into
Coke.
We could do a whole There is something
about their Coke. It is so much better than every other fountain Coke, and I've read articles about why, and yes. I'm still not 100% sure why.
Yep. a hand being raised frantically in the back.
It is. The water is triple distilled.
Distilled water. Yeah, because, I will not drink Coke. The only time I ever drink Coca-Cola is from the fountain at McDonald's. That's the only time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Water something about the still. McDonald's okay. Coca-Cola. You mm-hmm. betcha.
Yep.
So, yeah. So if we lost McDonald's, we've gained Coca-Cola, maybe.
So, there we go.
You know.
Which, I mean, yeah, I'm a Coke person because I think during the years, I don't drink a lot of soda, but during the years that I drank the most soda, which was in college, the campus I was on was a Coke campus. And so that is what I am the most used to. Mm-hmm. And a lot of places here have Pepsi.
Yeah,
I love Pepsi's.
This area is a kind of a, you know, most places you go around, it's basically Coke country, but there's a kind of an island right here in this area. I think there have been the people that have
had Pepsi Peninsula.
Yes, we are a Pepsi Peninsula.
Oh, flag the tape, folks. Yeah, there it is, the Pepsi Peninsula.
I like alliteration.
But the people in charge of the Pepsi Pepsi-Cola out of Quincy, mm-hmm. some very charismatic, some very some people that were big in the community over the years, and of course it doesn't hurt that, you know, you go to most high schools in the area and you will see that Pepsi-Cola mm-hmm. has provided them with their scoreboards, paid for their for their scoreboards, and so that didn't hurt either. So
we get the question a lot here at the office, and of course our job is to try to figure out what a visitor wants,
yes.
and then point them in that direction. You know, we don't just say like, oh, you need to go here, you need to go here. But people will say, well, what is this area known for? Or what is this town known for? And then you can ask, well, are you looking for like a sandwich? Are you looking for a sit-down dinner? You don't want to just start blaring them, throwing 50 different things. That's not helpful for anyone.
No.
But I will tell you, people not from this area don't necessarily know what a tenderloin is.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, that the two things that came to mind when you said that were, you know, Mark Twain dinette for the made rights and root beer, and then tenderloins.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There is a couple of years ago. The Pike County, Illinois Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. They are a number of businesses in Pike County that are proud of their tenderloins. Mm-hmm. And so they had a tenderloin trail. And my wife and I, having no life at all, we got the punch cards and the map and the place card map and the whole thing. And we did it. We did the whole shot. And there is a Facebook group out there called Pursuing the Breaded Tenderloin Sandwich. Mm-hmm. And there are posts on there. The big place, there's a place apparently in Edinburgh, Indiana. Mm-hmm. That's the one you see the most.
I think they claim that they maybe invented it or have the best one or something. And I don't know.
And of course it's pronounced Edinburgh, isn't it?
I have no idea, actually.
But. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've just
I've
seen
Edinburgh Diner.
Print.
That's where everybody
seems
to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's places in Indiana, and now they've had Sticks and Stones in Hannibal there before.
I was gonna say I'm mm-hmm. not here to tell you where the best tenderloin is because that's a matter of preference.
Because some people like them paper thin.
Yes.
Some people like them a little thicker. Some people, and you can get them grilled. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I was all about the grilled Cajun tenderloin at the Mark Twain Dinette.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Old Planters, when they were open, had the thicker type.
Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of places. Yeah. We're not here to tell you where to go for your tenderloin.
Yeah. In my household, I'm the better half. She's one of those, you know, she don't want too thick because if I want a pork chop, I'll get a pork chop. Yeah. But for our personal preference, there is a play, and I keep pointing, I'm pointing out across to the east, in Pike County, Illinois, there's a place in Barrie, used to be called the Bainbridge Cafe, it's now Milky's Place, and they not only have tenderloins, matter of fact, we were there last night, they have a tenderloin pizza, and not how you think. The crust of the pizza tenderloin. Is the tenderloin. Yeah. They put the toppings on the tenderloin, and it's a tenderloin pizza. And you might at first glance go, mm-hmm. You can put however many toppings, the cheese and the whole bit, just like you'd top a pizza, pizza crust, but the crust is the breaded tenderloin.
Sounds like the Atkins diet dream.
Yeah, except for the breading maybe, but yeah.
So, but yeah, you can't just say what's the best place to eat. You got to break it down.
Right.
Into categories.
Yep. Tenderloins, pickle fries, if you're into pickle fries, if you like pickles. Mm-hmm. You like breading, and I don't know many people that don't like breading. I mean,
yeah.
So,
Finn's has the chip style pickle chips,
which are the fried pickles. That's delicious.
Yeah. So we've covered Finn's, we've covered Sticks and Stones, we've covered the dinette, we've covered Becky Thatcher. Mm-hmm. Pizza. What's the best pizza in Hannibal?
Ooh, again.
Well, I was going to say, because it all depends on preference.
Yeah.
Because if you like a thin crust, I've got people, I have friends that are like diehard Cassano's fans. Mm-hmm. I've got people that, of course we have all of the usual, the Pizza Hut and Little Caesars and Papa John's and all those.
Cassano's is probably the one that's been here the longest.
Hannibal tradition.
Of course, I go back to when they were where the Interpretive Center now is, and it was Pizza King.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It was Pizza King, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Cassano's was Pizza King.
And then, of course, there's Palermo's, which has a different style of pizza.
That has, to me, that has got to be the best kept secret in this town, is Palermo's. I've never been in dined in, but I've gotten some carry out and some pizza and that kind of thing.
I like their pizza, their Stromboli though. Like that is where
I have heard that.
I was gonna say most people say their Stromboli. Mm-hmm. We had the pizza there, I'll digress. For my birthday, my parents wanted to come and bring dinner, so I wouldn't have to cook dinner. Very sweet. We went on pizza and I was like, I wasn't really in a pizza mood. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I am. But I was like, well, let's do Palermo's because...
You can get the Indian food?
I was going to say, little known secret, Palermo's also has Indian food on the menu. As far as I know, it's the only place in Hannibal where you can get Indian food.
Yeah.
And I adore Indian food. So I got pizza for the kids. Well, actually, my daughter and I shared some Indian food. But yeah, I had some... I can't remember if it was mutter paneer. But anyway, it's fried cheese in a sauce, and an Indian cheese and peas and deliciousness.
And again, like you say, the pizza, the kind of pizza you want, because what you're going to get at Cassano's or at Pizza Hut or at Palermo's is going to be different than what you get, say, at the brick oven.
Right.
Wood-fired. Yeah, pizza. So, you want a good pizza margarita. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. Which means like basil and tomatoes, not like
the margarita.
Like a margarita glass.
Yeah.
I like the chicken Alfredo pizza.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which sounds weird, but it's actually great.
Yes, it is. Delicious. It is. I've done that many times. I forget where it was now, but they will put not just chicken and Alfredo sauce, but they'll put tomatoes on it. Yeah.
I think theirs has like roasted red peppers as well.
Back to the Hannibal Rivertown Review podcast in just a moment. If you like what you hear, be sure and subscribe and leave us a review. And if you have a suggestion for a future episode, email us at rivertownreview@gmail.com.
Another food category. Bar food. Who has the best bar food in Hannibal?
Again.
It depends on what you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've heard from many people that the best bar burger is at Broadway Bar and Grill. But then I've also heard that the best bar burger is at Rumors.
Somebody called our office recently and asked if Rumors still had the Blue Moon burger, which I guess is a slaw with blue cheese dressing that they put on top of a burger. Hmm. I'm not a blue cheese person, so I haven't had that one, but I was like, oh, and I found out that they do. So there's that.
See?
I've heard a lot of good things about West End Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been down there yet. I need to.
That's mainly on Facebook. I've seen these kinds of things. We that was one thing about the pandemic when that first hit, and you had the restaurants, the normally the go-to places were either closed or trying to transition into curbside and that kind of thing. And we had in the town where I live, there were a couple of bars that stepped up during that. And so we have not eaten, we've eaten more bar food in the last 2.5 years than we had ever eaten before. Mm-hmm.
And it was to help. I mean, it was to help your local businesses too. They're like, I'll eat out because nobody can eat in, and you want them to stay open.
Right.
Sure.
So
I one unexpected item at like kind of the bar food category that I really like is the chicken parmesan sandwich at Finn's. And they don't always, again, like during festival weekends when it's super busy, like that's a more labor intensive thing. So it's not always on the menu, but when it is, I like that.
I was going to say Finn's, and I know that, I don't know if they've taken enough permanently. I don't think they've taken enough permanently, but sometimes depending on supply chain issues and things, the grilled chicken Caesar, what do they call it? The charred Caesar salad.
Yes, like with the romaine.
With the romaine. And they put grilled. The actual like romaine on the grill and char it. And then they make their Caesar salad with it.
Yeah. It's good. Fantastic.
You don't think, hey, I'm going to go to a bar, go to the bar food and get a salad.
Mm-hmm.
But that is delicious.
Yeah.
So, fine dining, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. We have had numerous people tell us they've had steaks at Labina that are as good as anything they've ever had in New York.
If you just type, and I've done it several times, if you just type in TripAdvisor best restaurants in Hannibal, number one will be Labina.
Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about that is it's not New York prices.
Right.
And it's not black tie. I mean, you do not
come as you are.
It even says casual fine dining, and they mean it. There is not a children's menu, so that's something to just be aware of. But they have the menu outside, so it's not like you're going to be surprised. And you might have people there that are there for their anniversary, and you might have people that are there that just came to see the sights, and they're in shorts and tennis shoes, and it's all good.
Of course, as you say, you guys both take a lot of phone calls. How many times have you had somebody, they say, Labina? What is Labina?
You're like, it's Hannibal spelled backwards. And then they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And you can explain the story about the social club and the prohibition. And
Yep. But yeah. Yep. It's fun times.
All that good. Well, let's see. We've done pizza. We've done bar food. We've done fine dining.
And a Hannibal staple is fiddlesticks.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say, like, the
people outside of Hannibal, they're like, what's a fiddlestick? An amazing breadstick with cheese in the middle?
Yeah.
I always tell
people, it's like, and I probably need to think of a new way to say it, but like, it's kind of like an Applebee's, but locally owned and so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's like something for everyone on the menu.
Giant menu. So if you're looking to, vegetarian, gluten-free, if you want fried with fried on the side. Mm-hmm. If you want
salmon, you want steak, you want a wrap, a salad.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. With that, you hear and the umbrella term, family restaurants.
Yeah.
With that, would fit us, but like you say, they've got the extra thing, you can go to the bar, with all the TVs and
watch
everything
the game.
Too.
Last time I was there watching a game, we had the Big Porker, which is like barbecue pork nachos on their house-made chips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You should share that with someone sometime when you're there, because
I've gotten into the wraps over the years as I try to get healthy, and you can tell I'm doing a wonderful job of it as I, look at what's in front of me.
It's winter. We're all wearing sweaters.
Yeah,
it's
but
fine.
They've gotten into the wraps a little more, and they've got a French dip wrap that is just, oh, my. Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. So that's, you know, so when it comes to quote unquote family dining, yeah, fiddlesticks, we start with fiddlesticks.
I feel like everyone in this town has like a go-to order at Fiddlesticks. You know what I mean? Like if you just can't decide, like you always have that one thing you fall back on. So what's your one thing you fall back on at Fiddlesticks? Besides, maybe it is your wrap now.
The wrap. Well, and then you know the Philly cheesesteak and that kind of thing. I'm kind of a sucker for a good Philly.
Well, I was gonna say mine will either be the buffalo chicken wrap, or if I feel like I need more, like you know, plants, it'll be a buffalo chicken salad.
They've got something caught my eye one time at lunchtime. They had a BLT salad at Fiddlesticks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is pretty good too.
Yeah, so. I'm a big fan of the very berry salad. That's one of my go-tos. And the steak mushroom and Swiss wrap. That's my wrap of choice. You should try it sometime if you like.
Matter of fact, there are two or three of the Leadership Hannibal things where we wind up getting taken from
box lunches from Fiddlesticks with wraps in them because crowd pleasers.
Exactly. It's
super easy. Well, and to help. wrap up the episode, ha ha ha. You know, there are places that will do catering that you don't necessarily think of. So like the Mark Twain Riverboat, for example, will do box lunches, Dutch Country General Store, which of course has a deli section. And their sandwiches are amazing.
I'm told they are addictive. Their sandwiches.
And they're huge and they're relatively inexpensive.
My husband and I will get a sandwich and chips and like go down to the riverfront on a nice day and sit and eat lunch. And it's plenty for both of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy. And
one thing that I had a discussion with somebody one time that you would think a river town would be known for, but Hannibal's not really known for like fish and that's and a seafood wouldn't be right, but you know that kind of thing. You know, once after they did the tenderloin trail, they did a catfish trail.
Well, I was going to say, my husband could tell you his favorite catfish in Hannibal because we have beef at home, so he eats catfish when we're out. So, but that's not my deal. So,
I don't like fish, so I have no opinions.
Yeah,
other than bleh.
We could talk about dessert though. We haven't covered that.
Yeah.
Well, and unexpected places to get meals and or dessert. Mm-hmm. Like Java Jive, you think, coffee. But they have amazing salads and
quiche.
Wrap and quiche and biscuits and gravy sometimes.
Yeah.
And awesome desserts. A whole big thing of desserts. Same with Mimi's. Whole big thing of desserts. Mimi's Coffee House.
Okay, I'm like digressing from the desserts for a minute, but like unexpected things that I started doing during the pandemic was takeout from, I want to say Golden Corral, but it's Saints Avenue Steakhouse and Buffet because I love their pot roast. So I would go get pot roast and some potatoes and maybe one of those rolls, you know?
One of those rolls,
and that was like such a like hearty, easy. And again, like felt like I'm supporting the local business. I can eat the roll. It's good.
Rustic Oak and their desserts.
Oh, the fudge.
And then
87 varieties of fudge at any given time.
And look at the board and your stuff from whatever you ate, but then you're like, but you also have 50 pies to choose from. Desserts.
There was something last time I was there, something lemon that sounded really good, and I thought, I'm going to get that. And then by the time I ate my food, of course I didn't. But
you can always get it to go.
And then we've got a couple of bakeries that have popped up recently.
Yeah, that was one thing that there had been a long time between places. You know, there really wasn't a good donut place in Hannibal. There had been years ago the Pastry Box was the famous as a donut place in Hannibal. And since Yummies is back in business, they are the go to. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Yummies donuts. I mean, I also count that as a dessert.
Yeah.
It could be breakfast or dessert.
You can't count on it as a dessert, though, because sometimes they sell out.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to get it at 6 a.m. Yeah. if you're wanting to have a dessert for dinner. Like, you might need to stop by early.
Right.
Your favorite place to get dessert?
I'm going to say Java Jive because coffee. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a big fan of their wedding cake. And their cinnamon rolls, but that's another topic. And their Pop-Tarts. Specifically the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart. They like homemade Pop-Tarts with
homemade Pop-Tarts.
Pie crust. Wow. Yeah, you
never
should
have one.
You should have one. It is not I mean, you shouldn't, because you will not want to stop. But yeah, that the cinnamon roll at Java Jive on Friday, when they only made them on Friday, that was like my like holy grail of the end of the treat day, like, of the
I
week.
I made it to Friday. I get a cinnamon roll the size of my face. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
But yep. It's a good one, not like a dry one.
Yes,
yeah,
a good one.
There's a lot of bad cinnamon rolls out there.
Yeah, there are. There
but now it's the Pop Tart. When they have a brown sugar cinnamon Pop Tart, I'm like, oh.
Have a favorite dessert in hand?
We have one. Well, one thing we haven't talked about yet is ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh. And gelato.
Gelato.
And smoothies.
And gelato.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas. Smoothies. Yeah.
Of course, we have the one ice cream place downtown that they are proud of the fact they consider themselves to be ice cream snobs. That would be Becky's.
Becky's Old Fashioned?
Yes, Becky's Old Fashioned Emporium and Ice Cream Shop, or however she... Yeah, but Sarah is very... very Sarah particular. North is very... very and they are very adamant about, you know, they're snobs when it comes to ice cream.
You can always get Huckleberry ice cream. So if you're coming for the Twain stuff, mm-hmm. they'll usually have a Huckleberry ice cream. And then, of course, Chocolatery Stomp, yes. their gelato.
They've got the gelato. That's right. That.
Although, also, their hot chocolate... Because they use the gelato mix, so it's like the creamiest hot chocolate ever.
Ooh. I really love when they think they started doing it during one of the festivals. I don't know if it was chocolate or pumpkin palooza, one of the two, but they did a flight of gelato, so you could like split it with someone and sample 3 to 5 to 7 different gelatos.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was kind of amazing.
Ice cream.
Yes.
And one thing on the flip side of this, one place that is getting ready to close, unfortunately, that I'm going to miss is Wayne Barbecue. Mm-hmm. That, oh man, that place was just amazing, and of course we I think we mentioned Old Planters, and we were sad, of course, when they went by the wayside. But yeah. You know, they
well deserved retirement.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
Jack, Joe, yeah,
you totally deserve it. And then thank you for giving us the Wolfhound Pub, because Irish stew. Have you had their chips? It's an appetizer, but it's chips with like the curry seasoning.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
that's good.
And yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Great place.
And you know, that's kind of interesting when you talk about barbecue, like that. I feel like that kind of ebbs and flows. Like there's a cycle with barbecue. Like all of a sudden we have a lot of barbecue. Everyone's doing barbecue now. I mean, you can still get your barbecue fix here, obviously, but like there aren't as many places doing barbecue.
You're right. They were popping up everhere, mm-hmm. but now they just kind of, there's ebb and a flow to it.
And there's still like Big Money Barbecue and like mm-hmm. Greta's Southern Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And
Sidekick Barbecue, their little trailer that you can drive up to.
So it just kind of ebbs and flows.
You say that you talk about all shapes and sizes everywhere, mm-hmm. from, comparatively formal sit down places to food trucks to, a lean to, along the side of the road and all in between.
Well, like Southside Snack Shack. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been down there? They've got some good specials and just like quick little walk up window.
I think, because I'm now very hungry, I want to go eat lunch.
Yeah.
That I'm going to say, obviously, you come to Hannibal, try the food. But if you want a unique experience that you can only get once a year, you got to go to Folk Life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've talked about it before, but during Folk Life Festival, put on by the Arts Council, they only allow nonprofits to be the food vendors. Mm-hmm. So it'll be organizations, and they're known for, this organization always does this, and this nonprofit does this. So if you want those, knockwurst sandwiches, you got to wait till next year if you don't get it this year. Mm-hmm. If you want that beer
John's
bread,
Lutheran cheese soup.
Yep. If you want the cheese soup, if you want the chicken and noodles, you've got a weekend to get it, or else you're going to be waiting another year. And now I'm hungry, and I want pickle fries.
And
bread pudding from the business women. Like, that sounds really excellent on a cold day like this.
You're going to have to wait till next October.
It's January. Oh. It's still January. Yeah, still January. So it's a long ways away. Yeah. Well, we have just about reached the point where we could very well put a wrap on this thing, so we could go eat lunch somewhere.
We could go have a wrap. We could call it a wrap. We could have a wrap. Or salad. Or tenderloin. I mean,
we have no lack of options here.
We have no lack of options.
No, not at all.
Now that we've talked about all of them, though, it's really hard to choose.
Yeah. We should put a warning label on this one when this gets, warning, you will be hungry by the end of this episode.
Yes.
Yes. duly noted. Yeah, we will do that.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about?
Oh, what?
The cupcake vending machine.
Oh yes. See, cupcake. What?
I mean, what Who small else has... town has a cupcake vending machine?
That's right. Yes.
With sugar cookies and cake pops and pie, and you never know what's going to be in there.
Which I breezed by it for a very long time because everybody's like, oh, the cupcake vending machine. And sorry, I'm not a big cake fan. I'm a sweets fanatic, but anything but cake. And so I'm like, well, I don't really like cupcakes. But then somebody told me, they're like, oh, no, but there's cookies and there's pie. And I'm like,
try the sugar cookies.
What? Pie?
And a peanut butter dream cookie?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think that's such a fun little addition to Main Street. Downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right in front of Finn's.
Yep. Uh-huh. You're strolling and, you know, you didn't even realize you needed a piece of pie until you saw it spinning majestically in that case. And
rotating. Like, wasn't that a Letterman thing? Every so often he'd pull up the video of rotating pies. Yeah, something like that. You know, like in the small town cafe where they just have them just turning around. Yeah.
This is a whole vending machine full. So let's go have pie.
Okay. Well, and pickle fries?
And pickle fries. I mean, you know, maybe we should throw in a protein or not.
Yeah, whatever works. Yeah.
Technically, today we are doing this on a fry day, so maybe we should go in search of pickle fries.
I'm here for it.
Which kind of brings us full circle. So the only thing to do now is to thank you folks for putting up with all of this. And like I said, if you're not hungry now, it is not our fault.
Yep. If you've been sticking to the same old, we gave you some options.
Oh.
Go forth and chow down.
That's it. There's the title right there. Go forth and chow down. Absolutely. Mackenzie, we thank you, as always.
Thank you for letting me talk about food.
Yes. I love fun episodes. They're all fun, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, I just did this. Nothing is more typical of what we, you know, back all those years ago when, you know, what are we going to do? We'll just... whatever comes to mind, and pretty much, yeah, we're just, I mean, we ain't doing it to get rich, doggone sure.
Pickle fries, tenderloins, and a cupcake vending machine. The end.
That's it. I'm Harold Smith.
Good day.
Yes, I'm Megan Rapp.
And then this is the Rivertown Review Podcast, and we will see you next time.